You know who's in Last Weekend?
Yeah, I know.
Patricia Clarkson, right?
Yeah, phenomenal.
But who wrote and directed it?
I believe it is Tom Dolby, a great movie writer director. Tom Dolby joining us right now.
He's with us? What a coincidence.
Yes. Hey, Tom.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Well, you know, Tom, let me tell our listeners a little bit about the film before we have our discussion with you. As I mentioned, Patricia Clarkson plays a matriarch who asks her adult sons to visit their gorgeous Lake Tahoe home for a final weekend before she sells it. However, it quickly becomes a comical disaster. So, you know, we were talking a little bit about another, you know, kind of not similar movie, but you got some people coming back home to their childhood home. This is Where I Leave You. And we heard that the writer-director of that film, or the writer of that film, kind of was inspired by his own life. So where does the inspiration come from for Last Weekend?
You know, for Last Weekend, the inspiration absolutely came from my own life. We filmed it up at Lake Tahoe, California, about 4 hours from San Francisco. I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with the area. It's a beautiful, beautiful area, very remote. And the house is on the lake, and it's a house that I've actually been going to since the late 1970s with my parents. And so I wanted to write a family sort of dramedy that was set up there and really took into account some of the issues that we all face as children and as parents. As our children are getting older, what do we do? What's our role? And so Patricia Clarkson does an incredible job of playing a role that's very dramatic, but also incredibly funny. People, it's the kind of movie where you laugh and then you suddenly realize that, you know, you're actually crying about two-thirds of the way through it because it's just so relatable. People, everyone sees their mom in her character, Celia Green, all her eccentricities. So we had a wonderful time shooting it, and we're very proud of the result.
And, you know, I would definitely want to agree with the comment that Patricia Clarkson does a great job. I know that Dave and I were just discussing that during the break. We'll talk a little bit more about that shortly. But, you know, is she inspired by your own mother, or, you know, is that would that be safe to say?
I was the character was very loosely inspired by my own mother, and then it went off in a fictional direction. You know, the character of Celia Green is very complicated, and I think a lot of different mothers played into it. My co-director, Tom Williams, I've actually known for 20 years, I wrote it, but then we directed it together, and I think a little bit of his family came into it as well. And then when we brought the script to Patricia Clarkson, she was incredibly collaborative as an actress, and so, you know, I found that I would sometimes rewrite lines to kind of fit her personality and the way that she would say a line. So Patty really brought a wonderful shading to the character as well, and ultimately the character really became her own fictional thing.
Right. Okay. And, you know, and we usually like to reserve our reviews for a little bit later, but I kind of think that we should do it during this segment as well, you know, especially since we talked about what a great great performance that Patricia Clarkson gave in this film. I actually call her performance inspired, and I thought that she did just such a brilliant job, you know, delivering your poetic dialogue, and it is such just a beautiful dialogue in this movie. Wouldn't you agree, Dave?
Oh, absolutely. I thought she was just outstanding. It was truly one of the better performances I've seen from an actress this year. You know, I saw the movie. First of all, I very much enjoyed this movie. I liked it better than This Is Where I Leave You.
I did as well.
I really thought this had great depth. I thought it was a bittersweet film, a real life, live portrayal of life. I mean, the meaning we place on things, it had that type of theme to it, the identity we have and how it changes over time. It was a really nice statement by Patricia, motherhood is a real then beep deal. The little creatures leave you. So, you know, commentary on you know, the empty nest syndrome, pretty much, holding on, letting go. And I just thought this had a lot of items, a lot of areas where people can relate to. And I want to congratulate you on such a fine film, Tom.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, we're really excited that the film is finding its audience. I understand it's playing in Scottsdale now, I think, at the Shea 14.
Yes.
And then it's also been out on video on demand and iTunes and all that good stuff, so people can get it anywhere. And I think it's a film that is going to it's going to reach that audience because it's, you know, particularly, I love Arizona. I visit there. I try to visit there at least once a year. It's just such a beautiful, beautiful area. And, you know, there are a lot of retirees and a lot of people are facing these issues of, you know, their kids have grown older, their kids have their own families. And, you know, we don't think about people in that stage of life. And, so it really was a very poignant thing for me to, really examine through the script and through making the movie what happens when your kids really don't need you anymore. You know, they still love you, but, you know, they don't need you to, like, you know, do everything for them. So, you know, at least that you hope when they're 30. They
How awesome is that?
Well, and it's interesting to see that the development of, or not really development, just how we understand Patricia Clarkson's character in this movie. Because at first, you know, she's hilariously, abrasive. She's just a nagging mother. And then, you know, eventually,
right,
she's sympathetic. She's an empty nester. And you know, I really grew to really like her. And, you know, and all the characters, you did such a great job of humanizing all these characters. They don't feel cardboard at all. They are real people. So how?
Thank you.
Absolutely. So how do you create characters that feel real? What is your trick for doing that?
You know, I just use inspiration from real life. I mean, there's a thing in Hollywood films where they always want to make the characters likable, and in real life, people aren't likable. They have things about them that are likable, but sometimes they do things that are unlikable, and so, you know, it's just a matter of striking that balance. You know, it's true. Like you pointed out, she nags her children, but she does it out of love. She does it out of caring. And, you know, we all have mothers who nag us, and they don't do it because they're trying to be difficult people or horrible people. They do it because they love us and they care about us and they're trying to reach out and connect. And so, you know, that's the space that she's coming from. And, you know, she just kind of realizes that, as her kids are almost 30, she really, you know, maybe nagging them is not the best way to connect with them.
Right, right. Very, very good. And, you know, and I thought especially this movie is a perfect prerequisite to Labor Day weekend, you know, which is what they're celebrating this movie. Of course, Thanksgiving, you know, whatever kind of celebration. So, you know, do you still find your get-togethers with your family kind of, dysfunctional and all that stuff that we see about it?
Well, you know, I don't know. It's funny. I take issue with the word dysfunctional because it's we sort of, as a shorthand for our movie, we call it a dysfunctional family. And I always talk to the actors about this. And as we've done press and stuff, and they say it's not a dysfunctional family. Every family is like this in some way or another. I mean, show me a functional family. I don't know a functional family. You know, I think every family has different levels of functionality. And, you know, we fight, we love each other, we make up, you know, we have arguments, we have great discussions. Like, it's all part of being a family. And, you know, unless I guess you're like a really, you know, uptight family and all the emotions are kept totally below the surface, it's like, you know, these things are going to come out. People have feelings. So it's not, you know, I like to say they're sort of functionally dysfunctional, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
They know their problems, they know their issues, that they do the best they can with them. And, you know, I find for me, I mean, I'm almost 40, and, sure. I mean, every time I get together with my mom and with my brother and his family, you know, there are issues that come up. I mean, we're all people who are growing and changing. And, you know, when you put a bunch of passionate people together in a room, people are going to have opinions. So, you know, I think that's very much like the Green family in Last Weekend. They're all very passionate people.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, this is before your time, but some of the functional families that existed on TV, Leave It to Beaver, Ozzie and Harriet, probably...
those were reality shows.
But those
were... I would call those unreality shows.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree with you, yeah.
I mean, I actually grew up watching reruns to Leave It to Beaver.
Did you really? Okay.
Even in the 80s, I mean, it was still on our local cable station.
It's still on.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like you...
But unreality, I agree with you. It's,
you know, there's no... I mean, I don't think families were ever like that.
The Brady Bunch. A lot of them.
I know, the Brady Bunch maybe got a little more realistic, but yeah. Even then, I don't think families were really like that. I mean...
I agree.
You know,
and
those kids had it pretty good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting how the culture's changed or how maybe we've changed perception, but those shows just would not work right now unless it's a complete satire on what's not real.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is a great movie, though. I highly recommend it. Shea 14, that's where I saw it.
I think they should see it on the big screen. I know Tom, you mentioned that it's also on video on demand, but
yeah,
it's so beautiful. You got Lake Tahoe in this movie. And,
fantastic.
You know, their house is gorgeous. I mean, I wish that I could just like spend one weekend there, much less a last weekend. it's just, you know, beautiful. And again, Patricia Clarkson does such a terrific job. Tell us a little bit about her process. You know, did you do anything to help her get into this character? It's, again, a very nuanced character.
Yeah, I did. My co-director and I, we spoke with her a lot, and we had a lot of meetings. We would go out to dinner. We would go out for drinks. And I actually sent her some books on the history of Lake Tahoe, just so she was familiar with the area. And really, to her credit as an actress, you know, sometimes you'll have actors who show up, like, literally that day they are going to film. Like, that's their first day. They've never seen the set. And she said, I want to show up a few days early. I really want to understand the house. I want to get to know the house so that, you know, when we are shooting, I feel like this is my house. And it was just, it was a beautiful thing. You know, she understood that it was a very complex, real location. And, you know, you feel that those are indeed her things, the baskets or the pottery or the picture frames and the family pictures. And, you know, all that is very, she takes it and puts it, it makes it part of herself, makes it part of her performance. You know, another actress we worked with, Judith Light, I mean, talk about an actress that, you know, we all saw on a show in the 80s, you know, Who's the Boss? Judith Light was incredible. She played a neighbor, and she's in a few scenes with Patty and with the kids. And she also brought incredible nuance to a role. She plays a neighbor who's probably in her 60s. And Judith had, we had dinner a few times. We spoke on the phone, and she also really wanted to develop the character. And her role that she plays is she's a woman who Celia, the main character, Patricia's character, doesn't really like. And yet they realize at the end, gosh, you know, we could have been friends, and we sort of missed that chance. I think there's something very poignant to the scene that they did together at the end.
I agree. And again, like you said, Judith Light does an absolutely terrific job in this movie as well. Thank you for reminding us of that. And you know, so again, everyone go out and see Last Weekend. It's playing this weekend. It opened yesterday. It's exclusively at Harkins Shea 14 here in Phoenix. And if you absolutely, you know, have to, if you, you know, then just stay in and watch it on video on demand. But again, you should see it on the big screen, I believe. And, you know, if you're ever in Phoenix again, we would love to have you in studio, Tom.
I would love that. That would be great. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.